I wonder, thinking about those quiz, how many of those babies, everybody gathered round baby Isaac or baby John said, oh, isn't he sweet? Just like his dad, just like his mum. Oh. And I wonder if you can, people go on doing that to you when you're still quite small, as you grow up. They stop at a certain point. I don't know where they quite stop, but they do it to you when you're young, don't they? Oh, you look just like your mum. Oh, I can see you're just like your, oh, you've got his eyes, you've got his nose, got their smile, whatever it is. And you think, no, I don't. I am this size, and my mum, my dad, they're old. How can I look like them? Don't look anything like them at all. You think, what is going on here? But they have spotted something, haven't they? Maybe it's the eyes, maybe it's the nose, maybe even the hair colour, although not when you're very small, that says, oh yeah, I can see whose mum you belong to or whose dad. But it takes time, doesn't it, before you actually look like your parent, doesn't it? I had a friend at school, and I knew her, and I knew her mum very well from about the age of six. But when she was when we were both 13, I moved away, and I didn't see a great deal of her after that. But we'd meet up from time to time. And one day, she had a family gathering, and I went over and saw her family. And I looked at her, and I thought, oh, now you look like your mum. But your daughter looks just like you. Whoa, because it all moved on a generation. So if you're around long enough, you do see children grow up to look like their parents. Do they have the same characteristics? Well, my friend was a very lively character when I knew her at school, and she still is, but she has become more caring and thoughtful as she's grown up, which is a characteristic I would associate more with her mother than with her when she was a child. So, yeah, I think you do grow up and you inherit some characteristics. But you don't have to, do you? You don't have to. People used to say to me, oh, you've got a lovely smile, apparently, just like your dad's, which I thought was rather nice. But if I go around looking worried all the time, as I have a tendency to do, and people don't see my smile, what's the use of that? So I was thinking about being God's children. Linda was very helpful to me because she asked you to think about this already. So now I'm going to ask you and see if you can think of anything. So if we are God's children, how do people recognize us as being God's children? What characteristics do you think we might have that would make people say, that is a child of God? Whoa. It might not be easiest thinking about yourself. It might be easier thinking about God. What characteristics of God would you like to have? Anybody going to be brave? Think about what characteristics. I'll come to you.
Patience.
Growing it, aren't we? Growing it. Frank.
Forgiveness.
Lovely. Someone who forgives. Yes, Colette. Be welcoming. Yeah, that's something we want to be as a whole church, but we need to be as individuals as well. If we are children of God, those might be some of our characteristics. Is that a hand up, Michael?
Love.
I knew that was going to come. Love. Because that is who God is. God is love. And so that's who we want to grow into being. People with those characteristics if we are children of God. But how does that happen? I've already said it takes a long time, just like a child growing up to look like an adult. Even the oldest here amongst us, I think, would agree we are still children of God. We are still growing to be like God. And it takes a lifetime. Well, how else does it happen? Does it happen automatically? Just like that, you will automatically become like a child of God. You will automatically become like God. Some things you see we inherit from our parents, like noses and eyes, that's it. We've got them. But other things, like I was saying about the smile, it's up to us to choose. We do have a choice how much we allow ourselves to grow to be children of God. And there's one choice that goes, I'll do it my way. It's about me. I'm doing my thing. I'll do what I want, when I want, how I want. We all know children like that. And we are children like that. Paul calls it the sinful nature, wanting to do things our way all the time, not being prepared to listen to God or to follow him. But Paul says, you don't have to be like that, because you can let God's Holy Spirit lead you. And if you do that, then you will begin to grow those characteristics of God. And later on, Paul says what they are, and you mentioned some of them already. Love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. I've probably left one out. Joy. All those wonderful fruits of the Spirit, those are ours, but it's through God's Spirit that we get them. We can't make them happen ourselves. We have to be led by God's Spirit. Let him do the work in us. And if we do that, our reading showed us that the Spirit confirms in us that we are children of God and that we can call him Abba, Father. And I think that's something perhaps we take for granted because we've known it for so long. But we need to stop and think about that again. God is our Father, not the big boss man, the stick who's going to hit you if you do the wrong thing or tell you off all the time. Nor is he going to make you like a slave, giving you more to do than you can possibly manage. Instead, he's going to do what's best for you, like a good father does. We might not always know or understand what's best for us, but God knows. So we allow his Spirit to lead us into his character and into the life that is best for us. And into, Paul finishes up with, the riches of his glory. We are heirs to the riches of... I have no idea exactly what that phrase means. It sounds lovely, doesn't it? We are heirs to the riches of his glory. We'll have to wait and see. But in the meantime, we keep giving ourselves back to God. It's a daily thing, this. It's not a once and for all. We have to do it at the beginning, but each day we have to say, no, this day I want to live the way you want me to live. I want to grow a little bit more like God every day. And finally, being children of God means we are part of this wonderful family. A family all rooted and connected to Jesus. And we thought about that in the last All Age when David was here and he was talking about the vine and being all together, one family, rooted in Jesus. And so we're part of a big family tree, aren't we, Linda? And I'm going to hand over to Linda because she's going to explain about a family tree.
Just a little bit. Nathan, you've got a picture. If you think what a family tree normally looks like, you might think of something like this. And you've got somebody at the middle of the family, like the patriarchs, as it were, and then they've had children, and their children have children, and their children have children, and so on and so on. It becomes this great big branches like trees. Well, do you know, God's family tree is very different. God's family tree looks like that. There is God, our Father, Jesus, his Son, and as we heard in our reading, we are children of God. So we all fit on that line as well. There's no grandchildren in God's family. We are all children of God, which is really lovely. So what I'd like us to do is, in the boxes at the front, you've all got a sticky label, and the rest of you, I'm going to get them given out. And yet, sticky label, I'd like you to write your name on your sticky label. Frank, can I? They're in strips of five, so you can sort of do a strip per row, and then I've got some pens. If you'd like to write your name on your sticky label, and then we're going to play a song that actually, as Alison said something in her talk about the fact we are no longer slaves, and the song says, I'm no longer a slave to fear, I am a child of God. And so while we play the song, I'd like you to take your sticky label and go and place yourself on God's family tree as a child of God. Does that sound okay? Yep, brilliant. Nathan, can you play the song for us, please? No longer a slave to fear, I am a child of God. Just have a look at God's family tree. We're on it. Isn't that exciting? We can say, like Alison said, Abba, Father, because we are a child of God. That's awesome. Our prayers this morning, we're going to look at three different parts. Each part will have a different theme, and we'll have some space for you to add your own prayers.